This is Deanne Penn with UN News. Although United Nations peacekeeping operations are over in Haiti, the Caribbean country will not be alone as a new political mission focused on sustainable development begins its work there on Wednesday. That's the message from Jean-Pierre Lacroix, UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping, who has been reflecting on achievements during that 15-year period. Two successive UN peacekeeping operations, known by the French acronyms MINUSTAH and MINIJUST, helped the Haitian authorities to build up the national police force, strengthen the judicial system, and improve protection of human rights. Pascal Sim asked Mr. Lacroix about these accomplishments and why the situation now requires a different approach from the international community.
Well, I think it's important to highlight before everything that UN peacekeeping is leaving Haiti, but the UN is not leaving Haiti. And there will be a continuation of UN support to that country in different ways and different modalities, but the same commitment to Haiti. And I think regarding the achievement of peacekeeping, on the one hand, it is obvious that there are many challenges and problems that remain. On the other hand, what was achieved with peacekeeping was starting from a very bad situation from the point of view of violence, from the point of view of disorganization of Haiti, building up some key state capacities such as the Haitian National Police, which is today a functioning police, even though it still needs some additional support, making progress as well in the areas of protecting human rights and also strengthening the judicial system with a number of laws that were adopted with the support of the UN and capacity building in some key areas. There's one example which has to do with pre-trial detention, which is a major problem in Haiti and for which we've been able to support the reduction of the proportion of people detained without trial. There's still a long way to go. I mean, generally speaking, there are, as I say, very important remaining challenges, but they're of a different nature now. They require continuous support, but in different ways from us and from the rest of the international community.
The current political situation in Haiti is of global concern. Many people wonder if it was the right time for MINUSTAH to leave. What do you have to say?
Well, I have to say again that the UN is not leaving Haiti, that today's challenges are important, but they don't require a type of UN support such as peacekeeping. They require a different kind of support. Today's problem in Haiti are political, but they also have to do with the development and the humanitarian situation in that country. And this is exactly what the UN is aiming to do with the new Integrated Office of the United Nations, which has started its operation today, and working very closely with it, continuous work of humanitarian and development agencies. But I have to say that it is important to highlight that in addition to the UN system, Haiti will need the support of other partners, the bilateral partners and other organizations and entities that can contribute to that effort.
And what would be your message to the Haitian people and the Haitian political actors?
Well, certainly the first message would be it is for the Haitians themselves to find the way to overcome the current problems, and that dialogue is key in that regard, that the Haitian people should favor and support peaceful dialogue to overcome the current political situation. And the second message is that Haiti will not be alone. It will continue to be supported not only by the UN office that starts its works today, but also continue to be supported by the whole UN system. And that it is important for the whole of the international community, all partners to that country, to continue and even strengthen their support to Haiti, both in the political sphere as well as on humanitarian and development assistance.